morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to have you back, Morris. All right, 2014. We are now in it. What can we expect from this year?
Lots and lots. I put together my predictions for the year. So my major overarching one is I think this year is going to be an upward swing. We all know times have been tough and they will continue to be, lots of things on the horizon that will not give us joy. But collectively, we are starting to say we've had enough of doom and gloom. We want things to look better and to be better. And psychologically, we're picking up, and that will really show in 2014. We saw the retail figures were up over Christmas. A lot of the sentiment figures are also trending up. So expect this year to feel better. Still lots of issues, of course, but it should feel better for most of us.
I understand you see this year as the year of the entrepreneur. Why is that?
Again, for the same reason, that we're realising that the way that we used to work is not necessarily going to be sufficient moving forwards. There'll still be lots of us employed, thankfully. We still have really great employment rates in Australia. We should be thankful for it. But increasingly, we're going to have to find our own work. And increasingly, we'll want to do that. And there are new ways to make that happen as well. So more and more of us are going to look for a way to become an entrepreneur. Lots of new websites around. We've had eBay, which is not new. We've had eBay for quite a while. That put a lot of people into the entrepreneur cycle. We're also going to see it across a whole lot of other sites like Etsy and others that have all given people the opportunity to build or put together a product or a service and to offer it out.
I see you've mentioned something called thought metamorphosis. What do you mean by that?
I think that what we're going to see this year is that we have a whole slew of new apps. This is based around our mobile devices. Our apps are going to start doing more and more of the thinking for us. Now that sounds like an Orwellian comment, but for most people I talk to, I know I'm certainly the same. I don't remember phone numbers the way I used to, because I'm getting old, of course, but for other reasons too, we just don't. We let our mobile phone remember that. Lots of things that we used to have to remember have all been transferred across to our phone or to our computers. And this year we're going to see a whole lot of apps that are going to make that even more the case. They'll do the thinking for us. So there's one I use on an Android which is free, and that's called Google Now. It only works on Android at this stage. But what it does is look through your mobile phone for your appointments. It knows where you're going, it knows who you are, what routes you normally take when you drive, and it gives you all sorts of information without you asking for it on a screen of how long it's going to take you to get to your next appointment, what the traffic conditions are, and really interesting things. So when I fly, it'll automatically look for flight variations and give it to my screen. We're going to see more and more of that this year and moving forward.
Will our mobile devices be talking to each other as well without us getting involved?
I think so. Again, this is with permission. We really need to be careful about it. Without permission, they will, certainly will. We're going to see, and that's called M2M is a new fancy word for that, machine-to-machine conversations. So our mobile phone for us will be able to go out and find those traffic conditions, find our friends, find whatever we want. It'll be able to bring back information that's relevant to us. And it is, last year we saw the first of them, this year we'll see a whole lot of them. And I'd say 2 or 3 years from now we'll wonder how we ever did without them. It'll just be ordinary.
Amazing. Will this be the year where we actually say farewell to desk-bound computers?
I'm not sure if we'll ever say goodbye to them, but we're certainly going to not have them as much. They're going to be workhorses from now on. They always were, but now predominantly, because most of our everyday activities are done, for many of us, on a smartphone or a tablet. So our emails, our correspondence, our Skypes and things are often done on that smaller form factor. And we kind of go back to the desktop, what I call like a truck, for the heavy haulage, for the things we have to do ongoing, for heavy word processing or numbers and things. But all of the stats that we look at for usage rates, for internet use, all tell us that the mobile and the tablets are being used more frequently now than our PCs.
Certainly are. When it comes to being mobile, when it comes to, I've seen smartwatches being certainly getting a big plug right now at the Australian Open. Do you see those really taking off?
I see them starting to take off. That's around the wearable devices, and we're going to see a big push this year with Google, which is the search engine. They're going to release what is called Google Glass, a pair of spectacles, and they're not prescription, but what they do is they shift the screen from your mobile device inside the lens of your glass, so you're looking at heads-up display. Now, the watch that you're talking about is from that same family, not from Google, but that same family of wearable devices that are going to become popular. And for many of them, they simply shift again from the screen of your mobile onto some other screen, like the watch or the glass. And we'll see that form factor ride for the next couple of years. I think this year we'll see a lot of kitschy stuff. You know, it'll look good, and people like me, nerds and geeks, will go out and buy one. I don't think they'll become useful for another year or 2 years.
Yeah. And what about 3D printers? We will have one by the end of the year.
I'm not sure whether you and I will have one, and if you do, I'll certainly come over for a coffee. But we're definitely going to see more and more of them become ordinary. In the States, there's an organisation called Staples, which is the equivalent of Officeworks, mass retailer. They already sell 3D printers in those stores, the same as we might go in to buy paper or pen or whatever else. So they're selling cheap ones around the $1,000 mark. eBay is already selling product that is 3D printed. Amazon is selling 3D printers and the filaments and elements that go in with them. We're starting to see a lot more ordinary retailers selling them, and we're also starting to see more use of them by officers, manufacturers and other people. So 10-15 years is what we've been talking about with 3D printers, a long, long time, but we're starting to see them commercialised. So yes, you're right, that this year I think we'll see more and more. It'll become more of an ordinary conversation.
Well, if I can get one that can print tennis balls, I'll invite you around for a coffee then.
Yeah, please do.
Will this also be a new era of human wellness?
Yes. What we're doing now, again, because of our wearable devices, we spoke earlier about devices that we carry or on, like a watch or whatever else, those devices will begin and can already start to tell us a lot about the way our body's working at that precise moment. So it measures our heart rate, it measures our heartbeat, it measures the temperature. It can even measure on some of the devices our glucose for diabetes and other things, and it gives us information in advance of our body breaking down, and information that we can then use to stop our body breaking down. Because traditionally in medicine, up until now, we had to wait until we felt really ill to go to a doctor. That was our first sign. The first signs are now going to be things that we might not otherwise have picked up, and these devices will do it. So definitely wellness from here on in, rather than just reparatory. And that'll be a big cultural shift over the next decade or so.
And just finally, Maurice, what about fashion and food? What should we look out for there?
So some interesting things coming out of fashion. I'm not sure interesting for whom, but interesting. One of them they're calling strategic transparency. I've certainly seen my daughter buy one of these dresses. One of the big things on the catwalks for the end of last year into next year, into this year I should say, is a dress that seems to have a see-through panel. Now, of course, there's nothing untoward to see under it, but it has that see-through panel type thing. So that's a very big push. Optical illusions on prints are also big, so big bold prints are coming back. We're also going to see some of that 3D printed thing you spoke about earlier start to come into fashion, as well as we 3D print material and garments. So that'll start this year too. And for foods, we're going to see some interesting foods come back in. Again, we're going to push back into the collective type food, that fancy food we might have had before. We went to a restaurant, little plates, little food, well organized, beautifully presented, is no longer the fashion. Still may be good food, but no longer the fashion. We're going to see huge platters where we share, where we communally get together. That's going to be one of the big pushes. Tea, the drink tea, is going to be a big fashion this year. It has been last year in the States. So that's said not to overtake coffee, but it will come back as being that thing we do in the afternoon. So that will definitely be one of the things. And new superfoods are coming in. So last year we had kale and quinoa came in. This year we're told that it's going to be frika and teff are the big foods. And they're types of grains that have been around forever. So there's some things maybe that we should be looking forward to this year as well.
Certainly lots to look forward to. Let's hope it's a great year. Maurice, remind us how we can keep up to date with what's happening in the future.
So it's businessfuturist.com. For those that haven't been there for a while, it's a brand new site. Love you to do it and love you to subscribe to it too.
Maurice, great to have you back in a brand new year. We'll catch you again in 2 weeks' time. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it.